obviously happy that we've got this far. We are incredibly grateful to everybody at KRW, our supporters. The families just are getting stronger with the support, and the senior coroner, Mrs. Louise Hunt, has thankfully kept to her decision date of June 1st, and we couldn't be happy about that. We were hoping that it wouldn't be dragged out any longer, and this isn't going to be dragged out any longer, and we truly believe that she has sufficient reasons now to resume the inquest.
What do you think about the coroner saying that she'd seen significant new sensitive information?
Well, that is significant to us too. However, we don't know what that is. So hopefully, whatever it is, that will aid her in making a decision to resume the inquest.
It seems that the police are putting up a fight on this by denying, really, that anything untoward went on. What do you think about the police's stance on this?
Well, that's the police. It's West Midlands Police, isn't it? The one thing about the senior management of West Midlands Police has been consistent in the way that it has treated all victims of this most heinous crime. They have done nothing but treat us with contempt day after day after day, very similar to the Hillsborough families have been treated with contempt too. What you must remember is that I wrote to the Chief Constable, Chris Sims, in 2009, only to get a response from an inspector telling me that he was too busy to deal with the likes of us. So if that doesn't tell you who we're dealing with, nothing will.
Do you want another Hillsborough here?
Well, they are completely different in lots of ways, but they are very similar in lots of ways. It would appear that we are up against David and Goliath once again. Mm. All we want is truth, justice and accountability for 21 people who were murdered in cold blood and who are not here to fight for justice themselves. If our loved ones had been killed or stabbed out in the street a month ago, the police would be investigating. We would have an inquest. That's all we want. We want what families are owed is an inquest.
Julie, how reassured are you by the coroner's request for information from the government?
How reassured are we by the information? It depends on what the information is, and it depends on how it helps us get to truth, justice and accountability. If it helps us get the answers that we want and need, then bring it on.
Are you confident you're going to get the truth, that you think things are going
to be? Are we confident we're going to get the truth? We have to believe that we're going to get the truth. We live in what we claim to be a democratic society. Mm-hmm. If people aren't held accountable for the deeds and crimes that they commit, then we can no longer claim to be not only democratic, but a civilised society. Mm-hmm.